Radio. Art House Radio. Art House Radio. Art House Radio. Art House Radio.
Greetings, people of Earth. That's my alien takeover voice. Let me try that again. Earth people, do you hear the voice which is speaking to thee? All right, that one's a little wordy. I think I go, greetings, Earth people. Although greetings sounds like, hey guys, we're aliens. We're just here to hang out. It's not very intimidating, like, listen up, people. That's a little too American, I think. Well, I don't know. Anyway, welcome to Art House Radio. I am your host, as always, Troy Ramos. This is Pop Culture Fridays, I should mention. Let me hear what episode it is, guys.
69, dudes!
Of course, it's episode 69, also known as Pop Culture Fridays. I think I'm going to have to skip ahead a few episodes because I didn't actually count Pop Culture Fridays as episodes for a while, and there was like six. So, you know, when I hit the episode 100, which is going to happen, unless I'm dead. I mean, I could die at any moment. I just jinxed myself. I don't want to say that. Then people be like, did you hear it? He called it. Oh, God, I just jinxed myself. Anyway, when I hit episode 100, I want it to be legit. So I might skip ahead. So the next one will be 70, and then maybe the one after that will be 77. I think we can go back and count these up to make it official, but I just want to make sure that it's you know, the 100th episode. I don't know. For some reason, I consider Pop Culture Fridays a separate kind of thing, like a fun thing. Never fun, but always here. That's my motto. I'm moving to Detroit. Did I tell you that? I've been wanting to do it for years. Some of my friends will tell you. I've been talking and talking and talking and talking about it forever. And I'm just going to do it. You know, sometimes you try to find a job first, and sometimes that doesn't work out. Sometimes you get a job offer here or there, and you think like, it's not kind of the range I was thinking. And so you wait, and you wait, and you wait. J'attends, monsieur. J'attends toujours. Tous les jours. J'attends. J'attends de toi. J'attends. So I figured, why not reverse it and go there, find a place to live, which is going to be fucking exciting, and then find a place to work. Yeah, there is always jobs around, right? I mean, I could work at Domino's Pizza. Did I tell you, do you know, fun fact here, fun Troy fact, I used to work at a Domino's Pizza when I was much younger. St. Petersburg, Florida. Let me hear, give a shout out to St. Pete. I wish I knew what the zip code was or the area code. I don't remember. I would have said that instead. But yeah, I could do whatever. I can do whatever I want. It doesn't matter. I could go work at a Shell station. On the brighter side, if I did that, I'd probably work my way up to management pretty quickly. Not that I want to do that. Things are going well. I don't want to give the wrong impression. I just want to share with you that I'm moving to the lovely city of Three Rivers, Detroit. Why not? Why not? Why? Well, it's a beautiful city. There's lots of great things happening. If you're out there and you're thinking, you know, I'm kind of interested in Detroit. I hear a lot of shit about it. Maybe I should visit. You should. You totally should. You should do it. You can't stay at my place, but you can visit. It's allowed. I was there. I went downtown a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was a week ago, and I went in to get some batteries or I don't know, to a CVS or something. And a couple of vacationing Brits, couple young lads and a lass were there. I'm not sure why the three of them were together, but they were just taking in the sights. I overheard them when I was in line, and I thought, well, this is that's pretty interesting, you know. I thought we kicked them out a long time ago. Just kidding. It is a kind of a French city. I'm not sure if the history of Detroit, who they would have been closer to. Do you know, Detroit itself and Michigan was actually a part of Quebec. I believe it was in the 1770s. Fun fact. You can look that up too. Anyway, let's not dwell on that. I'm going to be making a pit stop in another city before I go to Detroit. Got a lot of things happening. Got an art show in May. The podcast. I'm taking a vacation, and then the podcast is Art House Radio is coming to PDX. Okay, when I say that the Art House Radio is coming to Portland, I don't mean that we have like a live show set up or anything like that. I don't know if I'd want to do that. I doubt it. That sounds like a lot of work, but it's sort of like a work vacation. Basically, what I mean is that I'm going to be in Portland in just a couple of weeks, and I'm going to probably do a podcast or two there. That's what I mean. So technically, I'm not lying when I say that Art House Radio is going to PDX. It's true. So that's the one thing we have with each other, is that I'm going to be honest with you. You may not like it. You may hate me, but you know where I stand. Here's another honest fact. Today, took another edible. Much better experience. Took a lot less. I didn't panic, although I did start to panic a little bit at first, like, because I took a tiny little hit. So I took a fraction of what I had taken last time. And if you remember the story, I got just typhooned. I got troyfooned by that edible. So I took a little fraction of what I had taken before, and it almost didn't hit me at all. This time I had eaten something, so I don't understand edibles. They're like cats. You really can't get it to do what you want. You get the feeling it's on its own thing. It's hard to figure it out. So, but I enjoyed it, and it did give me a little bit of a kick. And so I went to the Broad Museum, the beautiful Broad Art Museum here in Lansing. It's actually technically in East Lansing. They had some great works up there. They had these four photos. I'll have to look up and see who it is. You can just look at the Broad Museum MSU and see who it is. They're like four pictures. They're all equal in size. One of them's like a plus sign. One of them's like a circle. Another one's a pyramid. And then the fourth one's like a rectangle or something odd shape, but they're beautiful pieces. So I enjoyed that. And there's a Carrie Mae Weems piece up, if you know her. She had a big exhibit at the Portland Art Museum in beautiful Portland, Oregon. Did I mention Art House Radio is coming to Portland? So yeah, I did that. That was fun. Let's get to the show, I hear you say. All right, let's start. So what do we have on tap today for Pop Culture Fridays? Well, sometimes I just open my phone and see what's up on Twitter. I'm like, what's up, Twitter? And then, you know, hey, Siri, what's up, Twitter? And it brings it up. One day you should be able to, like, read me the trends. Like, hey, Siri, read me the trends on Twitter. And right away, the number one story, a huge storm is hitting L.A. and it's ruining everything. That's a quote. That's a quote. Do you all have like a lack of water? Isn't rain a good thing? Why is everybody freaking out there? Shouldn't you be embracing this? You're getting water. I mean, that's a good thing, right? I would assume so. The interesting thing is that when I read this, when I clicked on that, there wasn't an article or anything. It was almost like Twitter was just dictating. It was like a one-liner. They were just tweeting something that they said was a top trend. And of course it's going to trend at the top because they put it out there and they're the ones doing it. It's like the Nielsen ratings. Nobody knows what's going on. Like somehow like Modern Family's up there. I don't know. I've never seen it. I hear people like it. You know, I would assume wasn't better than Breaking Bad, but who knows? The Nielsen family can do whatever the fuck they want, I guess. That's what Twitter's like. And that leads me to number two. Yeah, actually, I don't have a number two. Do I? Okay, so I wrote down actually that I was talking about how Twitter works on a mobile device, that you can just click on it and there's nothing there. And this leads me to, there were two things that I clicked on that I didn't understand either. And I'll give you an exact quote here. Anti-Nutella agenda continues. That's what? And then the second one was peanut butter plus spoon equals perfect snack. These can't be trending, first of all. Secondly, there wasn't an article associated with either of them. Thirdly, everybody already knows about peanut butter and a spoon. That's like saying, like, this just in, pizza's delicious. Fuck you, who cares? Peanut butter and a spoon. We got it. You know what? Sometimes, you know, it'll be trending next week. Peanut butter plus finger equals naughty snack. And you better lay off Nutella. I'll tell you that right now. I don't care how much sugar it has in it. Everything's got sugar here. Our furniture probably has sugar in it in America. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm going down with delicious things in front of me. And Nutella is a fucking delicious thing. You can take it off the, off of the best. You can stop selling commercial space to them. You can start trashing it online, but people are still going to eat it, just like marijuana. Everybody tried to make everybody feel weird about it, and then common sense just kind of took over, normalized. Marijuana, Nutella, peanut butter. That's what I'm talking about. It's a pretty good trio right there. All right, let's get on to the next thing here. What do we have? Oh, Crashes is coming out February 19th. That's the new Judd Apatow series on HBO. Looking forward to that. I loved his last series. I think it was his last series, Love, on Netflix. That was a really good one. Makes you want to live in L.A., I thought. Marin kind of makes me want to live in L.A. too. Just looks nice. You know, it's a... Even though it's like it has a lot of people in it and there's a lot of traffic, obviously, you get the sense that it's kind of more America than New York is, or Seattle maybe, because it's so spaced out. There's lots of space and people have to drive places. There's really no subway. There's buses, So I think LA is more of an U.S. city than anything else. Than any other big city, in that regard at least. So that looks good. It's got Pete Holmes and Artie Lang in it. I really like Pete Holmes. I've been listening to his podcast for a while. Like sometimes I zone out of it, but he seems like I really like his conversations with Duncan Trussell. If you haven't heard those are great ones. They talk about Ram Dass a lot, and we've done an episode on Ram Dass here. And Pete Holmes was just on the Joe Rogan Experience, I think 2 weeks ago. That was a good episode. I haven't listened to a lot of Joe Rogan. I mean, I have for years, but those episodes are like 3 hours. That guy just hits record and he's got, political minds and like hunters and people who like Terrence McKenna's son. And like, I mean, just an amazingly interesting lineup of guests. So I heard that episode and it was pretty good. So I look forward to that. Crashing comes out February 19th. I think that's a Sunday. And I'm going to watch it. So maybe we should watch it together. Did you watch The Walking Dead, by the way? I watched it. I'm not going to give any spoilers. Relax. I'm not going to say anything. I feel like it was kind of a slow start to the mid-season renewal. It's going to take a while to build back up. Not like the beginning of last year with Negan and all that. That was a pretty tense 1 hour of entertainment, if you want to call it that. I mean, it was good. I just mean it was kind of disturbing in a way. But yeah, I thought it was good, but we'll see how it goes. I go in and out of The Walking Dead because I feel like, it's kind of the same thing keeps happening. They run into some bad people, then they fight zombies for a while, and then, it's got a little bit of Deadwood in it, and they're trying to restart society or build something. So it's interesting. I just care about the characters at this point. Like, I'll probably watch till the end. I don't normally watch things as they're happening because I can't take the commercials. Oh, let me mention this. If you're watching this on the AMC Roku app, which is terrible, by the way, it really, really angers me that advertisers are allowed to fuck with the volume. Can I just be the spokesperson for the people here when I say stop with the volume tactics, please? It's rude. It's just bold in a bad way. It's an asshole Maserati, Beamer guy with his top down, just swerving in and out of lanes, throwing beer bottles out the road, rubbing people on the highway and just taking the shoulder to pass you and going 30 miles over. That's those commercials. Plus a kick in the balls. Stop doing it. They passed something, I think maybe 10 years ago. Lawmakers, that was like on television. Like it was supposed to be that you couldn't, it was a tactic. Like they know they're intentionally trying to jack the volume up. It's not a coincidence. It's not an accident. They're doing that on purpose. And the lawmakers passed something, of course, that said, like, it took them forever. It was like, starting in 2030, you cannot change the volume. You know, they increment. They put it in slowly, gradually, because they're idiots, and that's how they do business. So anyway, for television, maybe that has started. I don't know. I don't watch cable. But this is a different medium, apparently. Or they're getting away with breaking the law, one of the two. So somebody needs to address this because it's getting a little annoying. But I don't want to rant on that too much. But I know I'm not the only one experiencing it. Tweet at me. You got to back me up. Throw me some shade. I'm out here. I'm going to stick my neck out. Come on. And if you like what I'm saying, just retweet this and share it with your friends so that we can all start this anti-volume propaganda. Not propaganda. Agenda? Not anti-volume. How should I phrase this? Let me come up with a better slogan, guys. Okay? Let me think about this. So anyway, looking forward to Crashers on HBO. Another HBO thing I'm looking forward to, and again, I don't want to delve into politics, but I can't stand watching Bill Maher. He's just out of control. He's just hysterical. I get it. People are upset, but it's like you... I don't know. I try to watch it sometimes, and I can't. It feels like they have... They'll either have a Republican that everybody hates, you know, everybody's a leftist on the show, which is great. There's a lot of things I love about the left. But it's everybody against one person usually who's either an asshole or they're like they're really liberals, but they're Republicans in name, you know, so they're on there and they're like, he agrees with it. And he's a member of the Republican Committee for National Corporations or whatever. So it's either one of those two. It's a rigged game is what I'm trying to tell you. That's what it feels like. Anyway, the point of me bringing it up is that, your lovely friend, Milo Yiannopoulos, or however you say that, it's on Real Time. They're supposed to have a conversation. Interesting. It's going to be interesting. I heard Milo on the Joe Rogan Experience, like maybe 6 months ago or so. Provocative young bloke, isn't he? Isn't he? Sure is. He likes to have it out, that one, he knows. But hey, listen. This, as an observer, who's somebody who finds these times dangerous and fascinating at the same time, you can't stop people from speaking. I mean, you can oppose it and you can protest over it. I'm all for that. But you can't intimidate people into not saying whatever it is that they want to say. Okay? You don't own this country. Neither does he. And by the way, just a little suggestion here. Smashing stuff, especially on campuses, it's not going to get you anywhere. I just want to see everybody stop stifling conversation. That's what I'd love to see. As someone who's just sitting back, I've got my own shit. I don't have time for politics. I don't want to get into it. I just think that'll be an interesting watch to see this interview because I love free speech. I love it. It's great. Does that mean I agree with everything that's ever been said? No, of course not. You don't have to. But this isn't Russia. Okay? This is America. Just so you know. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. I guess one of the guests backed out, Jeremy Scahill. You know, I don't understand Scahill. I used to like him. When he was a big anti-Blackwater guy, and you know, I assume he still is, as I hope most of us are. I was really on his side, but he does weird stuff. If you followed him on Twitter, he did some weird tweets. He's probably one of those people that you think you're going to like him, then you hang out with him at a party and he just says weird stuff and you're like, oh my God, I got to get away from this guy. That's what I think Jeremy Scahill is. I don't know. That's a guess. I don't, you know, want to trash the guy. I don't know him, but yeah, I don't know. It's important to have conversations, people. Let's just have conversations. All right, here it is. Number five. We're going to close with something great. I saved this for last. It's my tiramisu to you all. I think this is a beautiful little surprise, and I think most of you will not have known this until you hear it come out of my mouth. There's a Degrassi reunion. Toronto Comic Con, March 17th to the 19th. Now run to the computer and get your tickets, and I'm sure they're sold out, so you should probably shouldn't do that. But yes, a live reunion, the first ever. Now, am I talking about the modern Degrassi? No. I don't watch shows that specialize in like 14-year-olds. All right. That's not my thing. I'm talking about the old school Degrassi, late 80s, early 90s, Wheels, Zit Remedy, all that, Tessa Campanelli. You know, if you know who Tessa Campanelli is, you, my friend, are the winner of the day. You win the award for best person of the day if you know who Tessa Campanelli is. That's you. You earned it. She's going to be there. I don't remember what her name is. I think it's Kirsten Meyer. I can't remember. I'm sorry. I requested to follow her on Twitter. She only had a couple followers. And I was like, oh, Tessa Campanelli. She got dissed by Joey, you know? And so anyway, I'm super excited. I'm just going to go by the characters' names, okay? Joey Jeremiah is going to be there. Snake's going to be there. Caitlin's going to be there. I don't know what that means. Mr. Radich is going to be there. They're all going to be there. I don't know how many, actually. They only listed like several, and those were part of them. I don't know. Maybe Arthur will be there. They did have a Degrassi reunion on Canadian television, I think, in the late 90s, maybe early 2000s. I don't know what channel it was on. It might have been CTV. That stands for Canadian television, for those of you who aren't on a border state. It might have been CBC. That stands for the Canadian Broadcasting Company, for those of you who don't know Canada but should. And it was pretty good. It was missing some people, though. It was almost like Jerry Springer style. They set them on like these risers on a stage and just ask questions. This is probably going to be better. I would love to see these people come on like podcast. Oh my God, I should try to get them on the show. Okay, maybe I'll do that. I'll work on that. I promise you, I'm going to get on that. If you don't know the Degrassi series, it starts with Kids of Degrassi Street, and then it moves to Degrassi Junior High, and then it goes to Degrassi High, and then it schools out, and then that's pretty much the end of the original Degrassi crew. And then Degrassi Next Generation came about in like 2001, and it's still going on today, but I think it's just like models running around in high heels in high school. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I love Degrassi. If you don't know it, you can go to YouTube. It's on there. It was on PBS. I think it was PBS. I don't know. In Michigan, I don't know what we got in the late 80s, early 90s. Maybe there was a Canadian channel on some of those cable things. I can't remember. But I saw Degrassi, and I loved it. It was so great. And I loved it because it reflected actual society. It wasn't like these handpicked of like there's like 2% of the population that's hot. And the rest of us are all like somewhere between troll and like, oh, I'd do that person. Like, that's where most of us fall. And that's what Degrassi had on their cast. Like, people that were, you know, by today's standards, pretty fugly. Okay. That's not my perspective. I'm not saying that. That's not how I think. I'm not saying that I don't have opinions that vary, but I'm just saying that's what the prevailing casting perspective seems to be, especially in the US. So anyway, it was refreshing to see that when it was on, and it's still refreshing to go back and watch it. Great series. You should watch it. They cover lots of topics that nobody was talking about at the time. I mean, at a time, think about this. You can go back to the 80s and find clips in America of like Sebastian, Sebastian Bach. Do you remember that guy, Skid Row? I think it was him. If it's not, I'm sorry, but I think he used to wear a t-shirt that said AIDS kills, fags dead. And that kind of thing, as terrible as it was kind of accepted back then for some weird fucking reason. But like Degrassi would deal with that stuff. They dealt with AIDS. They dealt with like somebody being gay or suicide. Like they were a popular show. It wasn't like there wasn't a laugh track. If it was in America, it probably would have had a laugh track, but you should check it out if you haven't seen it. I would start with Degrassi Junior High. and then try and think in your mind, like, it's, oh, I remember junior high. Like, oh, that sounds fun. And then Degrassi High. And then by the time you get to schools out, it gets kind of like interesting and serious. And then maybe we can sit down and have a drink and talk about Wheels. We should do that. If you're into that sort of thing, tweet at me at arthouse43 on Instagram and Twitter and arthouse43.com. That's going to do it for this edition of Pop Culture Fridays. I hope I didn't bore you. Whatever you're listening to this, I hope things are going well. I hope you're not listening to this while you have sex. That would be weird. Don't do that. Don't do that. I need to, if you're going to do that, I need to, you know, allow that. You need to have my permission. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't do that to me. I got to know. I'm sure it's not happening. I will be back next week. I'm thinking about delving into a little bit of Alan Watts. I've been in an Alan Watts kind of mood. So that might happen. I've got a lot of moving to do. I got to be out by the end of the month. It's going to be tight. I haven't really started packing. I'm a procrastinator. That's what I like to do. And so I'm in this weird phase where I can't really clean anything and put things back where they're supposed to go, because it's all going to come out in like a week anyway, literally a week from tomorrow. So it's like I'm just kind of letting the house go, you know, shit's getting everywhere. I'm trying to find boxes. It's very strange. Okay. I will see you next week with some sort of episode and then another Pop Culture Friday. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you have a great day. If you happen to be in Michigan or Chicago or Milwaukee or whatever, maybe Minneapolis, supposed to be in the 50s all week. Global warming. Hey, I don't know. People are down about it. Like, I'm not down about it. It'll happen long after I'm done. But anyway, the point is, I want you to enjoy it. Get out there and get some of those long-deserved sunshine rays. I'm having trouble with sentences today. Get out there and enjoy it. Soak it in. Get some of that vitamin D. And I will see you next time. All right. Have a great day. Enjoy. See you next time.